Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and follow your soul calling with crystals. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, the number one place for all things crystals, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Ashley Levy. I am thrilled that you're here listening because in today's show, we are going to explore the second installment in our Crystal Zodiac series, The Best Crystals for Pisces Season. But before we get started, I want to share something really exciting that I have coming up. I am going to be a featured presenter at the Spring 2024 Water Priestess Confluence, hosted by Anwen Avalon and Water Priestess Arts. This is an online virtual conference that runs from April 5th through April 7th, 2024. All of the sessions are done online and they'll all be recorded in addition to the live calls. And recordings will be sent to ticket holders within 2 weeks after the live confluence. So you'll be able to go back and view all the classes at the confluence because I am just one of many amazingly talented presenters. And in addition to the amazing classes, a portion of our proceeds are donated to a water charity to help restore, protect, and elevate natural bodies of water on planet Earth. I'm so incredibly grateful to Anwen for hosting this Confluence event. It is something I am so excited about, and I'll be presenting a class called Healing Crystals for Connecting with the Water Element. So if you want more information or you want to sign up, you can head over to loveandlightschool.com/social. And on that page, you will find a link for the Water Priestess Confluence that you can use to check out all of the featured presenters, all of the amazing class descriptions, and sign up. The price is currently £99, but that does go up on April 1st. So if you want to get that little extra saving, make sure you sign up right now. And again, I am teaching a class called Healing Crystals for Connecting with the Water Element. And I want to share a little bit about what I'm going to be covering. So in this class together, we'll explore the symbiotic relationship between crystals and the water element. I'm going to share some techniques for harnessing and harmonizing the energies of crystals to deepen your connection to the flowing waters within and around you. You'll learn how to incorporate crystals into daily water rituals, and I'll share a step-by-step practice for you to create a sacred water temple to engage in a really immersive experience that should leave you feeling aligned, empowered, and attuned to the healing energies of water and crystals. So by the end of this class, you'll have the knowledge and skills necessary to incorporate crystals into your spiritual practice, infusing your journey with the nurturing, flowing energies of the water element. So I hope you'll join me for this really transformative exploration where our crystals will become vessels for connection with the water element. Again, if you'd like to sign up or you want to learn more about the event, you can head over to loveandlightschool.com/social. And look for the button for the 2024 Water Priestess Confluence. I hope to see you there. Discover how you can deepen your spiritual journey and follow your soul calling with crystals. The Love and Light School's award-winning Crystal Healing Certification Program opens soon. Go to crystalhealerschool.com. Well, now it's time for us to dive into our main topic for today, the best crystals for Pisces season. So Pisces season is here. By the time this podcast is released, we'll be a couple weeks into it. And this astrological season offers you the opportunity to embrace a lot more creativity and compassion with the help of your crystals. So as we dive into Pisces season, which runs from about February 20th through March 20th, the focus energetically really shifts to turning inward and focusing on your spiritual connection. So creating space for inner reflection and soul searching will be incredibly rewarding during this time. After Aquarius season that we had last month, where communication was really key, you'll find during Pisces season that your connection with the water element will heighten both your emotions and your intuition. This can be really productive for air, water, and earth signs, or for those who are really in tune with their intuition, but fire signs like myself might find this period a little bit more challenging as it often brings the shadow side to the surface. And I can definitely attest to the fact this has been a big theme for me personally this Pisces season already. But working with the following Pisces-aligned stones can help get you into flow with the current celestial energies and is an excellent way to enhance the positive aspects of this astrological phase while helping you balance out its challenges. So before we dig into my recommended crystals, I want to share some Pisces season correspondences. So again, the dates of Pisces season run from February 20th through March 20th. And the symbol, Pisces, is of two fish swimming in opposite directions, connected by a cord or rope, typically. The ruling planet of Pisces is Neptune, and Pisces as a sign is mutable, which means this is a time that's really about change, it's related to adaptation, intuition, acceptance. And I mentioned that Pisces has a strong connection to the water element. And if you'd like to learn more about working with crystals for the elements, I've actually linked to a previous post in this week's blog. So you can head over to loveandlightschool.com/blog. Look for this Best Crystals for Pisces Season post. And you'll find a link to a post there called Which Crystals Are Best for Your Zodiac Sign? And I break down all of the different elemental correspondences and how we can work with our crystals in connection with the element for each sign. So you can check out that section all about crystals for the water signs. In terms of parts of the body, Pisces rules the feet. So think the ankles, the heels, and the toes. And some important keywords for this time are change and influence. Pisces season definitely comes with some amazing gifts. It's known as a time of creativity, compassion, generosity, kindness, romance, and wellness, but it's not without its challenges. So this can also be a time of emotional volatility, insecurity, and reactivity. Overall, though, this is a time for connection, empathy, and creation. This season encourages you to develop your sense of empathy, to cultivate wisdom, and draw heart-centered understanding from life's pains. By approaching your wounds as portals to healing, you can unlock the potential to transcend your pain and heal at a soul level. Pisces invites you to surrender into a state of mysticism and inner knowing, where your dreams can flow freely and you can move toward a reality that's unobstructed by blocks. So let's dig into my best crystals for Pisces season. During this season, you want to select crystals that amplify connection, empathy, and creation. It's important to note that zodiac crystals are a little different than birthstones, and again, I've linked to an article about those differences in this week's blog post over at loveandlightschool.com/blog. You can work with the following crystals to enhance or balance the energies of Pisces season, whether you're enhancing positivity or you're addressing challenges by balancing the more difficult energetic aspects of the sign, these stones are the best companions for the celestial journey ahead. I've also done a little video for you this week where I break down why I've chosen these stones exactly. So if you want a more in-depth look, I'm going to encourage you to head over to the post and check out that video. You can also find it on my Facebook page, at Love and Light School. So here is my list of Pisces season crystals. Afghanite, blue lace agate, amazonite, amethyst, aquamarine, blue aventurine, bloodstone, Caribbean blue calcite, white calcite, chrysocolla, indigo gabbro, which is sometimes called mystic merlinite, garnierite, blue kyanite, larimar, rainbow moonstone, white moonstone, black obsidian, boulder opal, black pearl, white pearl, aqua aura quartz, selenite, and blue tourmaline, which is also called indicolite. But I did want to take a moment to highlight my top three crystals for Pisces season, starting with amazonite. This stone carries the energy of the water element and helps you tap into your emotions as a source of strength. Amazonite can assist with releasing stagnant emotional energy that's blocking you from reaching new levels of spiritual connection. So it's great if you want to work with this stone to let go of things that are no longer serving you. This crystal helps you remain patient, compassionate, full of self-love, and especially is a great companion if you're encountering any shadow side issues arising during Pisces season. Next is Aqua Aura Quartz. This stone is a really intense emotional balancer, but in a good way. So if you let the previous Aquarius season vibes take you on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, this crystal helps you regain control of the situation and mellow things out during Pisces season. It's not about dulling your feelings, though. That's really important. We're not stuffing our feelings away or pretending like they don't exist. Instead, it's about choosing to feel them really deeply and in a way that lifts you up or supports you by just getting in touch with your emotional side, appreciating the wholeness that exists within you. And finally, we have Larimar. This gem is also known as the Dolphin Stone because it helps you ride the energetic and often emotionally challenging waves of Pisces season. It enhances your intuition, so it's good to reach for this stone if you need some guidance from the universe. Now, I mentioned earlier that the ruling planet for Pisces is Neptune, and each sign of the zodiac is represented or ruled by a particular planet. This ruling planet is the planet that's thought to have a particular influence over its corresponding sign of the zodiac, house, aspect of life, that sort of thing. So Neptune, being the ruling planet of Pisces, has a strong influence on the energy that we feel during this season. Neptune's associated with mystical experiences and the unknown, creativity, hidden talents and gifts, indecision, potential, dreams, sensitivity, carelessness, artistic vision, and exploration. And there are several different crystals that connect with the energy of Neptune, many of which are also stones I listed for Pisces season, including amethyst, aquamarine, indigo gabbro, black pearl, and white pearl, with the addition of lepidolite. Now, I have a little mini Pisces season crystal ritual to share with you, but before I do, I also have an affirmation for this season. So you can work with any of your crystals, hold them, and speak this affirmation aloud. Wisdom flows from within me, and compassion stirs me to action. My mind is clear and receives guidance from my intuition. So I hope that affirmation serves you well over the next few weeks. The power of the moon and its long history of connection to magic and mystery and connecting with its energy can help you live in alignment and flow with natural cycles. That's why, in my Celestial Crystals course, I'll teach you how to work with crystal energy in the lunar cycle to find inner harmony with the rhythms of nature, connect with 8 special goddesses, and create a moon magic practice to support you all month long. You'll learn powerful ways to amplify your connection with lunar energy, like which crystals to use during each of the moon phases to embody and harness their energetic archetypes, how to work with your crystals in meditation for each moon phase, how to perform full body crystal layouts for each moon phase in the lunar cycle, a special 8-card moon phase tarot or oracle spread to help you gain insight into the best path forward, what to avoid, and what to release, step-by-step instructions for creating your own crystal-charged moon water, how to create a crystal grid for tracking the moon through the lunar wheel, practices for new moon and full moon journaling for self-awareness, and which goddesses to work with and call upon for spiritual support during each moon phase. The moon, being our nearest celestial body, has such a deep impact on us. So as crystal healers, it's important for us to be in flow with the natural rhythms of the universe. You'll learn more about how when you sign up for my Celestial Crystals course. Head over to loveandlightschool.com/celestial to learn more. Again, that's loveandlightschool.com/celestial. Don't forget to use promo code PODCASTFAN for $10 off your first class. So let's take a look at this quick Pisces season crystal ritual. In this ritual, you're going to create an energy-infused gem water with some amazonite. You'll work with the water to cleanse and release heavy or stagnant emotional energy. You'll then refill your aura with positive crystal energy and center yourself with some deep breathing. So for this ritual, you'll just need a small dish of water, and my preference is an amazonite stone, but you can work with any of the Pisces season crystals I mentioned at the top of the episode. You can perform this short ceremonial practice at any time during Pisces season. It doesn't have to be on a specific day or time. And you're going to start by setting a dish of water out in your sacred space and really gently place an Amazonite stone into the dish. You can dip your finger into the water and then use this crystal-infused water to anoint your heart and your brow. You can close your eyes, feel the energy of this crystalline water energizing those areas of your body, and take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, you're going to visualize breathing out any unwanted or stagnant emotional energy. And see this energy moving from your body, from your aura, toward the dish of water where it can be released and transmuted. So continue this process until all of that unwanted emotional energy has been released and transmuted by that purifying and cleansing water. Now you're going to visualize that Amazonite stone glowing really brightly with energy, dissolving and disintegrating any remaining stagnant energy that's accumulated in the water. And on your next inhalation, you'll see yourself breathe in this light from this crystal until your aura or your energy body is full of new positively charged energy. Then you can just take some deep centering breaths, open your eyes, and return to the present moment when you're ready. If you'd like, you can follow this up with a few journaling questions so you can ask yourself, how will you receive the guidance that's being shared with you this month during Pisces season? And how will you answer the call of the universe? What are you being guided to do? Now, finally, I want to share something that I talked a little bit about in the very first episode in this series, which is your big three. So we're going to talk about crystals for Pisces in your birth chart. So in addition to working with crystals during Pisces season, you might also want to incorporate some of the following crystals into your work if you have Pisces energy in your birth chart or natal chart. Each of us has many different astrological influences that affect our energy and the way that we interact with the world around us. The energies that have the biggest influence on us astrologically are our sun sign, moon sign, and rising sign. And these are sometimes called our big three. These can be determined by calculating your natal chart using the full date, time, and place of your birth. So your sun sign is the astrological sign that the sun was in during the time of your birth. This is also known as your zodiac sign. The sun is the center of all life, and so this really represents your personality and your spirit. Your moon sign, similarly, is determined by the sign that the moon was in at the time of your birth and influences your deeper soul expression. So your moon sign really represents your emotions, your moods, and your innermost self. It's like the part of you that you tend to keep hidden or keep just for yourself. Then there's your rising sign, which is also known as your ascendant. And this is the planetary influence that was on the eastern horizon when you were born. It's the starting point of the first house in your birth chart, and it really has a good deal of influence on the characteristics of your personality, sometimes arguably even outweighing those of your sun sign, because your rising sign is the part of yourself that you share with others. It's the part of yourself that you shine out into the world. And on the blog, I have a great video for a quick practice on how you can actually work with healing crystals for your big three. It takes you through a really great step-by-step practice for combining the crystal energy of your sun, moon, and rising sign into a little charm or talisman. And I highly recommend you check this out. The video is embedded into this week's blog post. Again, you can find that at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you do have Pisces in your chart, especially for those big three, I wanted to share some crystal correspondences. So a stone for Pisces as your sun sign would be tiger iron or aquamarine. Alternatively, you can substitute any of the other Pisces season crystals I mentioned at the top of the show, or you can always substitute a sunstone for your sun sign stone. Next, if you have Pisces as your moon sign, you can work with black Ethiopian opal or silver sheen obsidian, or in lieu of one of these, you can substitute a moonstone for your moon sign stone. And finally, if you have Pisces as your rising sign, you might want to work with pink thulite or rose quartz. These are great for your rising sign. And again, there are some step-by-step instructions for a really specific practice to create a little charm or talisman using crystals that represent your big three. So head over to the blog to check that out. Now, one last thing you'll find at the end of this week's blog post is a Pisces season card spread. So if you do want to sort of dive into the energy of Pisces season even deeper using your favorite tarot or oracle card deck, definitely head over to the blog, check out this spread, and give it a try. If you're not so much into cards, you can definitely still use the prompts in this spread as journal questions or reflection questions. So it's a great resource for you. I hope you enjoy exploring the unique energies of Pisces season with these crystals and that they'll bring you more joy, clarity, and enhanced communication. Do you feel intuitively called to work more deeply with your stones? To grow your confidence, knowledge, and connection to crystal energy beyond what you can learn on your own? Our award-winning Crystal Healing Certification Program will take you from crystal lover to a confident, certified crystal healer and help you discover your soul's path and crystal purpose. Go to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more. Well, that is it for our main topic for today. But before I let you go, I wanted to tell you about a recent interview I did over on the Witchlit podcast. I was so grateful to have the most amazing conversation with Victoria, the host of the Witchlit podcast, which is produced by Thousand Volt Productions. Victoria is an amazing writer, an avid reader, and if you've never listened to Witchlit before, you'll definitely want to check it out. There are some of the most incredible authors having great conversations about their books, their journeys as writers, and it really is a pleasure. So if you check out witchlitpod.com, you can look up season 6, episode 4, and listen to our conversation about, as Victoria describes, the gifts of writing and reading, how we change and grow over time, and how we share those ups and downs with the world. It really was one of those conversations that was so deeply meaningful to me personally. And I just had a great time connecting with Victoria, and the whole energy of the show was really good. So I hope you'll give that a listen. Again, it's season 6, episode 4 at witchlitpod.com. Well, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope that you learned a lot from today's show. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. If the discussion today sparked new questions, ideas, or memories of your crystal experiences, I would love to hear from you. You can submit your question or share your crystal story over at loveandlightschool.com/ask. If you want more information about anything I discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform or share a link to the show with a fellow crystal lover. I'd also be so grateful if you'd take a moment to share a link to the show on social media. I love getting tagged in Instagram stories, especially with screenshots of the episode you're listening to or a photo of your really cozy crystal corner, wherever you like to listen to the show. So be sure to tag me at Love and Light School so I can say thanks for supporting the show, or feel free to send me a DM and start a conversation. Today, I want to send a special shout out to Luna Love, who left a 5-star rating and a review. And Luna says, "Thank you, Ashley, for all your hard work. I love listening to your podcast. You have so much knowledge that I can learn something new every day. I am starting the advanced course. I totally enjoyed the first course and cannot wait to finish the next. You're a crystal superstar." Well, Luna, thank you. It's been so lovely having you in class. So a big shout out to all of our CCH program and advanced crystal practitioner program students. Without the support of our students taking those big programs or even our little classes that you can find over at loveandlightschool.com, I wouldn't be able to do all of the free content that I put out, almost every week. I try, I miss a couple weeks here and there, but with the blog posts, videos, podcasts, All of that I am able to do because of the support of our amazing crystal community. Signing up for those classes to learn more, checking out the fun digital products. So a big thank you, Luna, not just for your support and kindness in taking the time to leave a review for the podcast, but also in your financial support for the school. It really means a lot to me. So if you'd like to stay connected with me, be sure to visit loveandlightschool.com/listen for a list of our most popular podcast episodes, most recent episodes, and all the places you can stream this podcast online. Don't forget to subscribe while you're there so you never miss a future episode of the show. And if you're ready to dive even deeper with your crystals and take the next steps on your journey, be sure to head over to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more about how you can become a certified crystal healer. I would love to see you in class. That brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you next time. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Connect with us online at loveandlightschool.com or on social at loveandlightschool. The content provided on or through our website or podcast makes no claims for specific or general health or health results and should not be used to examine, diagnose, or treat any medical condition, prescribe medications, make claims for specific or general healing or health results, or as a substitute for traditional medical treatment. For medical advice, you should consult a licensed healthcare specialist. For more information, please refer to the terms of use on our website at loveandlightschool.com.